2025 Year in Review Part 2. Gary Binford's Bold Voices for Family, Faith, and Freedom. If Part 1 reminded us why boldness matters, Part 2 shows us how to fight back. From education to economics, woke corporations to January 6th justice, these conversations won't let you stay neutral. In Part 1 of Gary Binford's 2025 Year in Review, we heard from warriors like Charlie Kirk, In Memory, Lucas Miles, Ted Nugent, and Patriot Barbie. Voices calling America back to biblical truth and constitutional order. They reminded us that 2025 wasn't just another year. It was a battle for the soul of the nation. But knowing what we're fighting for is only half the equation. Part 2 shifts gears. How do we fight back? How do we reclaim our schools, defend our families, expose corporate corruption, and stand for justice when the system is rigged against patriots? That's what these 12 powerful conversations are about. From Alex Newman exposing the abandonment of God in America to Sam Sorbo dismantling the public school system, from Charles Gasparino documenting the collapse of woke capitalism to Debbie Kralidis demanding justice for January 6th prisoners, these aren't talking points. These are battle plans. As Gary Binford reminds us, the guests we had 4 years ago said things just as relevant today. That tells you we're not losing our minds, we're in a fight that's been raging for decades. Let's dive into the moments that mattered most in 2025. Watch Part 2 now. Gary Binford and his guests pull no punches. Watch the full year in review Part 2 to hear these truth tellers in their own words, and be equipped to stand stronger in 2026. Alex Newman. We turned our backs on God. Liberty Sentinel journalist Alex Newman didn't mince words when diagnosing America's crisis. We're on the verge of losing it. Cause number one, we turned our backs on God and we stopped obeying his instructions. You cannot understand the history of our nation without understanding the biblical principles that underpin it. Newman reminded Gary's audience that ideas we take for granted, like the inherent value of human life, are biblical inventions, not universal human instincts. Pagan cultures practiced infanticide, slavery, and child sacrifice. Only the gospel of Christ transformed civilizations. And yet, today we've handed our children over to godless schools and wondered why they behave like pagans. When you reject God's instructions, you forfeit the blessings that come with obedience. See full interview here. Claire Lopez. The Red-Green Axis Threatening America. National security expert Claire Lopez returned to explain the unholy alliance between Marxism and radical Islam. We've had all too many serious hits recently, Charlie Kirk's assassination, shootings in Minneapolis, Nashville, Uvalde. We're slipping back into the domestic strife of the 60s and 70s. This is a communist Marxist revolution in collaboration with the Islamic movement, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood. Lopez calls it the Red-Green Axis, an opportunistic alignment between ideologies that share one goal, the destruction of the United States. As Gary observed, communism on one end, Islam on the other, they're coming from different angles, but they're targeting the same thing, our constitutional republic. Lopez's warning, they'll fight each other for world domination eventually. But only after they've destroyed us first. See full interview here. Jim Daly. The root cause of poverty is divorce. Focus on the Family. President Jim Daly made a case that should be obvious, but is rarely stated. The data is clear. Children thrive best in a two-parent, loving, biological home. Poverty rate with an intact family? 6%. After divorce? 36%. Divorce is the root cause of poverty in America. Daly challenged Christians to stop merely feeding the poor and start preventing poverty. By strengthening marriages and keeping families together. He also called out the toxic shift in modern culture. It used to be that parents sacrificed for their children. Now adults expect children to sacrifice for them, through sexual ideology, gender mutilation, and adult selfishness disguised as compassion. See full interview here. Tim Rivers. January 6th Patriots still need our help. January 6th advocate Tim Rivers brought sobering news. Even after Trump's pardons, the fight isn't over. We liberated 245 patriots on January 21st. But many are in their 40s, 50s, even 60s, starting over with nothing. No job, no credit, no home, a criminal record. Imagine being a teenager again, but with decades of life destroyed. Rivers explained that while advocacy groups were sending $100 for commissary, now they need to raise $1,700 so a pardoned patriot doesn't lose his home. They need cars so men can get to work. They need massive donors, grants, and restitution from the government. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The January 6th persecution didn't end with pardons. The consequences are still destroying lives. See full interview here. Elena Barbera, pornography in our schools. Elena Barbera exposed the horrifying truth about what's being taught to children. From kindergarten to high school, children are being exposed to hardcore pornography in libraries and on summer reading lists. We're talking about instructions on anal masturbation, how to take nudes without getting caught, descriptions of orgies and open marriages. And it's not just high school. In Georgia, erotic materials were found in a K-8 school. Barbara's message to parents: read this garbage to your school board and ask them, do you think this is for children? Make them defend it in public. The Supreme Court ruled that books can be removed for pervasive vulgarity. It's time to hold school bods' feet to the fire. See full interview here. Charles Gasparino: How Wokeness Destroyed Silicon Valley Bank. Fox Business journalist Charles Gasparino pulled back the curtain on woke capitalism's collapse. Silicon Valley Bank's balance sheet was imploding. And what were they doing? ESG sessions, day training. The San Francisco Fed was celebrating Black Lives Matter. They were virtue signaling while the bank was collapsing. Gasparino's book documents how wokeness infected Disney, Budweiser, Target, and BlackRock, corporations using shareholder money to push radical ideology. But there's hope. The last quarter of my book is how woke is unwinding. Disney ditched its DEI policies. Companies are conforming to Trump's edicts. Woke capitalism is collapsing. The tide is turning. Corporations are learning. Go woke, go broke. See full interview here. Sam Sorbo: Why You Should Homeschool Your Children. Actress and homeschool advocate Sam Sorbo made the case in 3 minutes, and kept going. Homeschoolers score 25-35% higher on standardized tests. But even with degraded definitions of proficiency, public schools can't meet the mark. In Baltimore, not one child reads at grade level. Sorbo challenged parents to redefine education. What do you want for your child? Trigonometry, or a responsible, contributing member of society who loves their family and serves others. She doesn't dismiss academics, she loves math and tutored calculus in college. But she's clear: relationships matter more than trigonometry. And if your child has a proclivity toward math, you can find someone to teach them, but not in a system that's become a child abuse center. See full interview here. Debbie Kralidis: Moms for America Reclaiming the Culture. Moms for America Vice President Debbie Kralidis celebrated 20 years of empowering conservative mothers. 20 years ago, Kimberly Fletcher founded Moms for America at her kitchen table in Ohio. Today, we have 500,000 moms in our network reclaiming our culture for truth, family, freedom, and the Constitution. Kralidis described the moment she joined. 8 years ago, the pink-headed crazy ladies were claiming to speak for all women. I was like, you are not speaking on my behalf. I found Moms for America, and I've been here ever since. Their mission: empower moms, promote liberty, raise patriots. See full interview here. Daniel Greenfield: The Left's Opportunistic Revolution. Journalist Daniel Greenfield explained why the left is turning back to violence. The left has lost the battle of ideas. Now they're turning to street violence because their ultimate goal is revolution. They split in the 60s and 70s between those who wanted to work within the system and those who wanted direct action. Now that they've lost politically, they're ready for confrontation. Greenfield reminded Gary that the left has no consistent principles. They'll claim to support free speech, gay rights, democracy, until those things become inconvenient. They're like a scam artist on the phone. They'll tell you anything to manipulate you. What they want is power. And they'll use any tactic, even killing, to get it. See full interview here. Cheryl Chumley: From Atheism to Christianity, and Why Faith Matters for Freedom. Washington Times columnist Cheryl Chumley shared her journey from atheism to faith, and why it changed everything. As an atheist, I cherished individual freedom. I respected the warnings in 1984 and Animal Farm, but I realized you can value liberty as an atheist for the short term, but it will never last unless you have faith. Chumley explained what changed when she became a Christian. I realized that our limited government can only sustain itself so long as its people are moral and virtuous. And that morality can't come from your own heart, it has to come from a higher power. Her warning: the long-term solution for America's freedoms has to come from the faith-based community. God must be at the forefront of American society. See full interview here. Cheryl Chumley is online opinion editor, commentary writer, and host of the Bold and Blunt podcast for the Washington Times, and a frequent media guest and public speaker. She is the author of several books, the latest titled Lockdown: The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, and Socialists Don't Sleep: Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. Samuel Tolley: Postmodernism and the Loss of Reality. Host of Trusting the Truth, Samuel Tolley confronted the insanity of postmodern culture. I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I was out there indulging in my flesh, using psychedelics. But even when I was high, I never lost reality. I knew I couldn't fly. I knew fire would burn me. Tali contrasted his generation's recklessness with today's madness. Now we're told a man can get pregnant. A 5-year-old can determine their sex and get mutilated with cross-sex hormones. This is beyond comprehension. It's nothing less than demonic activity. His point, even at his worst, he held on to common sense. Today's culture has abandoned reality itself. See full interview here. Charlie Kirk, In Memory, The Right-Wing Revolution. In June 2024, Charlie Kirk appeared on United Patriots Uprising to talk about his book and the future of conservatism. On September 10, 2025, he was martyred for that vision. The right-wing revolution is not just about retaking the country. It's about every individual sovereign citizen making specific decisions to improve their life, their family, and civilization. Charlie spoke about executive orders Trump could sign, laws to pass, how to reconfigure federal agencies, but also the micro, spiritual development, getting married, having children, becoming the best version of yourself. We believe that every person must go through a revolution of the self. That's how we save this country. His words echo louder now than ever. See full interview here. Key takeaways: America's crisis is spiritual first, political second. We turned our backs on God. The red-green axis, Marxism plus Islam, is targeting the U.S. for destruction. Divorce is the root cause of poverty. Strengthen families to fight economic collapse. January 6 Patriots still need help. Pardons don't undo destroyed lives. Pornography is in K-12 schools. Parents must confront school boards. Publicly woke capitalism is collapsing. Disney, Budweiser, BlackRock are backtracking. Homeschooling produces smarter, happier kids. Public schools are child abuse centers. Moms for America has 500,000 members. Conservative mothers are reclaiming culture. The left has no principles. They'll use any tactic to seize power. Faith is essential for freedom. Without God, liberty cannot last. Postmodernism equals demonic delusion. We've abandoned reality itself. Charlie Kirk's legacy lives on. Revolution of the self leads to national renewal. Where to watch and learn more? United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford. Full episodes on YouTube. Find Gary Binford online YouTube channel at Gary Binford 1969 Podcast Archive. United Patriots Uprising X, Twitter. At Gary_Binford Facebook. Gary Binford Truth Social. At Gary Binford Jeff Baird Ghostwriter. Virginia Christian Alliance Website Content Manager.